murderers decoding the crime verse.
911, what's your emergency?
Welcome to Decoding the Crime Verse. I'm Nolzi Lee.
And I'm Danny.
And today, we are shadows of ourselves. So if you feel the energy drop a little, you give us the energy we needed
for
you.
We are apologizing. We made each other sicker. I'm going to...
Yep. So there's a whole lot of coughs.
This is what happens when we spend too much time together doing criminal things.
Yep. So today, we will take a trip back to the times of VHS tapes and plaid clothing as we take a look at the most notorious and infamous crimes of the 90s, which is my era. Yay! As well as give our opinions on the crimes and pick our top three favorites at the end.
I was not born.
Yay!
I was not alive. I wasn't even a thought.
I was, okay, listen, not in the 90s, but somewhere in that era, I was alive for a couple of years.
You're old.
Okay, we're gonna fight. Like, there's no time we cannot, even if we sick. All right, so, number 10, the murder of John Bennett Ramsey on December 26th, 1996. Six-year-old John Bennett Ramsey went missing from her home in Colorado. Her parents, John and Patsy, allegedly found a ransom note demanding a suspiciously specific amount of money. The note demanded $118,000. Oh no, I was expecting to see and 43 rand and 45 cents, not rand, dollar, whatever,
same difference.
Anyway, but this was specific for them at that time. And they threatened an immediate execution of the daughter just hours after she was reported missing. John was found. John found his daughter's lifeless body in the basement.
Dum, dum, dum.
Her death was ruled as a homicide. Many still revisit the case, analyzing the evidence, going over statements, and uncovering secrets surrounding the family members. Despite many ongoing theories and suspects, her horrific murder remains unsolved to this day.
I feel like they killed her.
Yeah, they did definitely kill her by mistake.
Do you remember we did that, the baby, and we also said the guy killed the baby?
Yeah.
It's the same thing.
Yeah.
Guys, don't repeat crimes. Please. It gets boring.
And then they probably wanted help with the 118,000, and then they were going to keep it.
Okay, number nine.
Number nine, the Centennial Olympic Park bombing. So, Centennial. All right. In 1996, why is everything happening in my year of birth? Why is everything happening in my year of birth? That is so scary.
I knew you were coming.
In 1996, Atlanta, Georgia hosted the Summer Olympics. Security guard Richard Jewell discovered what appeared to be a pipe bomb under a bench in the park. He immediately called the police and helped lead people to safety before the blast. The bombing resulted in the death and...
In one death.
Oh.
And over 100 injuries.
Definitely that. See, the sickness came to me. Joel was labeled a hero, but then quickly became FBI's main suspect. Obviously. Yeah. Wanted to get... Sorry. His name was eventually cleared, but the... No one did they care him. But the real bomber, Eric Rudolph, wasn't caught until 2013.
Wait.
I don't
care. This happened in 1996, and the real guy was caught in 2013. That is like a lot of years later.
Did that guy even like die in prison, probably? Like the security guard?
I don't know.
But I believe it was him. He found it, then he wanted to be the hero.
Okay,
but then...
number eight.
Okay, the murders of Tupac and Biggie Smalls. We have to do this as one of the shows. In the 90s, two of hip-hop's most influential artists were killed within 6 months of each other. Tupac was killed when a backseat of the Cadillac rolled down its window and an arm came out and opened fire 13 shots on September the 7th, 1996. Honestly, Tupac Shakur was gunned down, dying 6 days later on March the 19th, 1997. Biggie Smalls, also known as the Notorious B.I.G., who was a suspect in Tupac's murder, actually was shot and killed. They started off as friends, but quickly became enemies due to the East Coast, West Coast war, rap stuff. And suspects ranged from former death row inmates to corrupt police officers of the LAPD. And many fans continue to create stories and to try and solve these murders. If you know who Suge Knight is, we all know it's Suge Knight. Let's rest this case there.
I feel like we do need to do this as a show.
Yeah.
Come in the future, we will have it.
Yeah.
Number seven.
The World Trade Center bombing.
Oh, New Orleans.
All right.
Favorite place.
Years before September 11th attacks, the World Trade Center was hit with a bomb on the afternoon of February 26, 1993. A bomb went off inside a rental van, killing six people. Why am I seeing so many sixes today? Six people and injuring over 1,000. It was located underground in the parking garage. Obviously, they were practicing. One of the men who were, I'm telling you, this president man, one
he
of the men who was
even governor at this point.
It doesn't matter. He couldn't practice. He just doesn't need to be president to practice.
Just keep going.
Anyway, one of the men who planted the bomb actually went to the rental agency to get his security deposit back.
You're dumb.
Stupid.
You're dumb.
And he was brought in by the FBI, Mohammed Salama. I don't believe it was Mohammed, but we'll say Mohammed. Mohammed Salama and his three accomplices. This is arrested and later convicted.
Okay, listen, guys. If you're going to be a criminal, please don't be dumb and go back to the place to get your
deposit. I don't believe it was Muhammad. But anyway, Muhammad, sorry, bro.
Number six.
Number six, the murder of Selena Quintalina Perez. Selena Perez was 23 years old when she was killed by her fan club president and friend, Yolanda Saldivar. On March the 31st, 1995, Selena was shot dead at a Corpus Christi motel. Yolanda had been caught embezzling Selena's money, and Selena confronted her at her motel to collect tax papers, and Yolanda fatally shot her. Don't corner people at motels, they dodgy.
Why are we even going to a motel in the first place? Number five.
The crimes of Jeffrey
Dahmer. We must
do
this guy as well.
Yes. Anyway, he sometimes is called the Milwaukee Cannibal or the Milwaukee Monster. From 1978 to 1991, he killed 17 young men, sis, and did unspeakable things to their remains. Ugh. Many of his later murders involved necrophilia, cannibalism, and the permanent preservation of body parts, typically all or part of the skeleton. Ugh. Jeffrey Dahmer was finally caught on July the 22nd, 1991, after an intended victim escaped and flagged down the police. A lot of media attention was focused on his upbringing, attempting to explain how anyone would commit such horrific crimes. Nobody cares, guys, sick. And how someone could look so normal but do such unspeakable
things. You say that, but we started the show to look into the minds
Not
of
people
criminals.
Like this.
This is another
this
Edward
one, he King. Wasn't on my mind when we started the show, honestly.
Okay, number four.
The Waco Siege.
Is it Waco or Waco?
Waco. I don't know.
Let's go with Waco. Waco. Sounds
better. The Waco Siege. Waco sounds because whack. Okay.
Exactly.
Waco. The Waco Siege. In February the 28th, 1993, the FBI led a siege against David Koresh, who was the leader of the branch Davidians and his cult followers. Sis, I hate cults. They suspected that the group was stockpiling illegal weapons. Agents arrived at the Mount Carmel Center outside Waco, Texas. Oh, it is a place, sorry. What they weren't, but instead, a deadly gunfight ensued, resulting in the deaths of four agents and six branch Davidians. It's always like four cops, two cops, one cop that dies. These cops are doing the most. Mm. The siege continued for 51 days, finally ending on April the 19th when the FBI flooded the building with tear gas, attempting to force everyone out. The building was set on fire, which allegedly was started by one of the cult members.
Of course.
And it consumed the building. And by the end, the 76 branch Davidians, including 25 children and two pregnant women, were dinged.
Yeah. Shame. Okay. That one was weird.
That one was very weird. Yeah.
But cults are.
Cults are very weird.
Number three.
The Oklahoma City bombing.
We haven't done a show on this either, actually.
Yeah, this one we can do. This one we can definitely do. Don't worry. On April 19th, 1995, a bomb went off under the Alfred P. Murrah Federal Building in Oklahoma City. The bombing killed at least 168 people, including 19 children, and wounded over 680 others. This is disgusting. Mm. The nine-story building contained offices of 14 federal agencies, Timothy McVeigh and Terry Nichols. Two soldiers turned anti-government extremists, that's crazy, targeted this location because it housed the DIA.
It's when they become disillusioned with patriotism.
Yeah. Mm. This housed the DEA and the ATF, who are two of three agencies they sought to attack. McVeigh was sentenced to death for his act of domestic terrorism.
Why only one of them? Why wasn't the other sentenced
Probably
to death?
Probably died. But we'll find out when we do the show.
We will be back with that one.
Yeah.
I love how we're promising you these things. Watch us forget.
Listen, we're doing Biggie Smalls and Tupac, and we're doing that one. Oklahoma, we're not doing Jeffrey Dahmer. We don't care about
one
him.
Day, anyway, number sure two. Be, yeah.
Number two. The Columbine High School Massacre. Oh, there's a beautiful Christian movie about this. You must watch it. It's called I'm Not Ashamed. Lovely. Oh. Gosh. Anyway, Columbine High in Littleton Co. experienced a horror on April the 20th, 1999, after two heavily armed students killed 12 students. One of them was a Christian, and she made such an impact on the world after that. You must watch the movie. Okay. One teacher and themselves and wounded over 20 others. This wasn't the first school shooting in America, and there had been a string of others around the country, but at the time it was the deadliest. The infamous attack forever changed how security and safety protocols were handled in schools.
Yeah, I think this one we can also do a show on this because it's specifically how there's been so many recently, like in this year.
Yeah.
I mean, America, I've been every day I feel like I see mass shooting.
And watch the movie, I'm Not Ashamed. Okay. Number
one. It's the only time you'll have Nolene. Except yes. with Gatsby.
It's
the only time Nolene is going to be recommended.
Every time I watch that movie, I cry. I honestly do. Like, it's so beautiful.
Okay, number one. And we've already done a show on this. Of course we have.
The murders of Nicole Brown Simpson and Ronald Goldman, her lover. Wow. Go listen to the show. I was right, Danielle was wrong.
No.
On June 13th.
I was proved right by the shade, okay? And no. If you haven't
understand
what I'm
talking... They don't prove you right. How do they prove you right? They're not a crime show.
They voted against you.
No,
so.
They're not a crime show.
No.
They know nothing about crime.
Mm. She's talking nonsense now.
On June 13th, 1994, the bodies of Nicole Brown Simpson and Ronald Goldman were found in front of her Brentwood home, having been stabbed to death the night before. The prime suspect became the former football star O.J. Simpson. The trial was dubbed the trial of the century.
That was actually such
until
a good episode.
Now,
go and listen to it.
It's not the crime of this... I mean, the trial of the century anymore. Thank you, Amber Heard.
We're in a different century now.
Sorry.
The 1900s, so in the 1990s, you were in the 20th century. We're currently in the 21st century.
Still the trial of the century. Thank you, Amber. Anyway, can I tell you? Okay, I'll tell you after the show. It begins 7 months. Okay, wait, I don't know where
the
I was.
The trial was dubbed the trial
okay,
of the century.
It was definitely, and it began 7 months after the murders on January 24th, 1995, and would last 134 days, with the shocking verdict being announced on October the 3rd. I don't know why it was shocking. He was found guilty, but he wasn't guilty.
He was found not guilty.
Oh, not guilty. Great. If the glove doesn't fit, you must acquit.
Amen to that. Guys, that was a good show. If you haven't listened to it, go check it out.
Yeah.
So we're going to choose our top three. Not that we have top three crimes, but the most... Okay, you can go first.
Okay, my top three, definitely, Tupac and Biggie.
I knew you were going with that.
Is in my top three. Tupac and Biggie, definitely. And then the second one would have to be O.J. Simpson.
Of course, I knew you were going there.
And then my number one is the Columbine High School murder, because you have to watch the movie.
Okay.
If nothing else sticks, watch I Am Not Ashamed. You will cry every single time.
She wants to cause you pain.
Yeah.
Okay, my first one is the Olympic Park bombing, because I want to know if the FBI man actually did it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, not the FBI man, the security guard actually did it.
Yeah.
Then, the Oklahoma City bombing, because I've actually always wanted to look into that case. And then, obviously, OJ, because that case is epic.
Yeah.
Yeah, so those are the top crimes in the 90s. The 90s was a very interesting era.
Especially 1996. I feel like it was a crime era of its own.
I wonder why. I wonder who was born there.
I don't know.
I wonder.
Yeah.
Yes. Right. But that is all for this week. We will see you next time.
From now until next week, no mourners.
No funerals.
Like what you're listening to? Follow Active FM on all social media platforms. On Facebook, it's / Active FM Online Radio. On Instagram, at Active FM 777. On YouTube, Active FM. And on Twitter, at Active FM.